Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today's session, we're going to speak about Legible, which is by Verity. Now, it turns out that Legible is a cryptocurrency tool, and we got to learn an awful lot about how you value cryptocurrency because of the tax questions that we suspect many practitioners were not answering correctly or thoroughly. So Brian and I have dug into this an awful lot. We had the good fortune of actually writing a checklist for cryptocurrency. But before I take too much of the thunder away, Brian, I guess I might ask you to, you know, fix what I've said incorrectly and say it better.
I think you've got it absolutely right, Randy. And I don't think there's any misspeaking in any way, shape, or form. You know, the reality of cryptocurrency is it's moved from being something where you spend 10 bitcoins and you buy a pizza 10 years ago, to where now today we have bitcoins valued in the 30, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars for one bitcoin. So that pizza that somebody bought for 10 bitcoins in the early days would now be valued at around 400,000 with current market valuations. These are highly speculative things, and it is a land grab. And so we have a lot of our very risk tolerant investors are really looking at this as a way for them to effectively gamble and to get out of outsized gains. So this is something where my wife that works at a commercial bank has got the people that work for her talking about Dogecoin and all kinds of other things. So the Federal Reserve has warmed up to cryptocurrencies. And so we now have to set up our firms with an infrastructure of how we handle cryptocurrencies and how we get the data we need without subjecting folks to security problems associated with us having any kind of private key associated with this. And so Legible effectively does that for you. It will go in and do basis calculations, and it will work. It works with a number of exchanges and a wide range of different currencies. Again, when we're valuing this, it's the same concepts hold that you're used to with traditional marketable securities. So we still have gains and losses, you know, short-term capital gain, long-term capital gain, and we have income that comes in off of these. And so as a result, we have a lot of people that have unrealized capital gains with this. Now, the IRS actually thinks that they're, you know, and as we look at this with the amount, the market cap of our cryptocurrencies now being denominated in the total in trillions, as opposed to being denominated just in millions or billions, this means the IRS is very interested in getting their share too. And so they've got huge efforts that they've made in to go in and to prosecute folks that have not paid their gains on things like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And as a result of this, now their operation, by the way, there's a new CID unit that's running an operation called Hidden Treasure. that's actually going to be pursuing people criminally through this. So if you have people that have crypto, it's important for them to be in compliance. You know, you can just look at the at the top of page one of 1040. There's a question in there now that asks if you've done anything with crypto, if you or your client done anything with cryptocurrencies this year. And so so because of that, we think it's going to be a big enforcement effort. So and because of the market cap, we think most of your firms need to have the capability of handling this. And so that's why we're talking about this product.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, it will go even beyond that, because I think, Brian, you're correct. We have not only tax issues with individual taxpayers, but we have businesses holding crypto at this point. We have banks that are now holding crypto. And so we're going to talk about it in other podcasts for as far as other products, but also the impact on audit. I mean, there's so many moving parts here. This is almost a deep dive, jump in the deep end and get in the middle of cryptocurrency valuation with this small caveat. I think that Legible and products like it can make the calculations for gains and losses pretty straightforward to do. Now, of course, they have their Legible Crypto Tax Pro. They do have a consumer version, Legible Crypto Tax, and then they also have Legible Business Accounting. So most of our focus on today's podcast is around the Tax Pro product, and we would encourage you to at least consider, signing up for their platform to see how it works. They do have a very simple trial approach, and the costs are, you know, relatively small. I did a strategic planning with a CPA firm in the past week, and as part of the retreat planning, we had a discussion around crypto, and I asked them how long they had used to try to calculate crypto valuations manually. And they had one staff accountant work on one client for 6.5 hours. And I had one of those sad sinking feelings, because it's like, you're my client. I should have made you aware of a product like Legible. So, you know, as it turns out, Brian, you are correct. Legible's been doing a good job of interfacing to most of the major blockchains and most of the major exchanges. And that's probably a key thing that we need to know. So what else might you want our listeners to know today?
They also interface with the accounting platforms as well. So you can have, you know, again, where you have your businesses that have holdings in crypto, or maybe they get paid or do some transactions in crypto, you can actually integrate those that record keeping with QuickBooks Online, Xero, and NetSuite. So you've actually got some things in there for those folks that are starting to work through here. Now, I actually used this this year to calculate the gains and losses on my return and my holdings in crypto, which are fairly meager, but they're there. And it was just dead simple. So the Tax Pro product actually works very much like a client portal. You will invite your client to participate with this. So I invited myself to participate and acted as if I was a client. I then went in and put in the HD key, the private key associated with my Bitcoin account. And then it went in and it found all 50 of the wallets that come out of that HD wallet. So those are 50 separate wallets. And that's why it took your guy 6.5 hours, because there were just a huge number of different accounts that this is split into. And this is done as part of the Bitcoin protocol. And so it went through and calculated it. It identified about 50 transactions that I had, and then it broke those down and actually went back to the beginning of time. And showed me every transaction I had coming in and coming out of that wallet. Now, why is that important? Well, this is the same kind of analysis that the IRS is going to be doing on people. So you need to know that, I reported my gains on my 2018 and 2019 transactions already, and I've got my 2020 return on extension as I record this. But we need to make sure we are recording these things, because this is a huge IRS enforcement area. And, you know, you You just never, you know, you just want to make sure you go forward, but it makes it dead simple. Basically, the firm sends the invitation to the client puts in the information, the client can revoke the firm's access to the information at any time. So the firm is at no point in control of the client's data. In here, the client is always in control of it. And by the way, there's a SOC 2, a type 2 audit on Legible that actually goes through and validates their security. Because, you know, again, people are worried that they're, rightfully so, that their crypto might be stolen. But this is a audited platform that that again provides this, and then they can actually go all the way through. They go and they can do valuations, so I can go through and look at the time I bought Happy Hour in Vancouver, BC, with Bitcoin, and I can see that the market value of the of that at, on the transaction date was $19.75, and so I can actually go through and see that my cost basis was $15.67. And so I had a gain of around, you know, again, a little bit over $4 there. But as we're looking at this, the beauty of this is that you can, it'll really take and make the no broker, no statement problem that you have into no problem. So no broker, no statement, no problem. Because this will go out and it will harvest the data from the different blockchains and aggregate it into a single report, which you can then dump to Excel or you can run. Then it will actually even calculate the gains and losses and put them onto the proper IRS form, which I think is 8949, if I'm not mistaken. And it'll classify things into short-term, long-term gains. And it will handle all, it'll go through and handle all the other things, you know, airdrops, all the other kinds of transactions that you might have. They actually have processes in place to help you do this. So you don't have to be a crypto expert. You effectively just have to know to hire a crypto expert like the folks from Legible to handle this.
Well, so that's super. And in fact, their pricing is very straightforward at about $49 for a client for up to 200 transactions, then an additional $50 if the client has 200 to 1,000 transactions, in other words, trying to be a bit of a day trader. And then it's $100 for each 2,500 transactions over 1,000. So for most of your clients, what we're talking about here is $50.
And if you look at what the cost of that 6.5 hours of not knowing whether or not they're right and not knowing whether or not you can trust the data, and you maybe not knowing enough about the blockchain to be able to trust it, just having somebody that will tell you, okay, here's what the market value was on that date, and having something where you're ready to go to war with the IRS if you have to over this, you've got somebody in your corner that has a lot of credibility, that has a lot of data, where you are in a much better position as opposed to just turning your staff person loose and throwing 6 or 7 hours at it.
That's right. And in effect, you are correct, Brian. You get an 8949 ready form, if you will. And I just can't imagine that, number one, there's going to be many CPAs that have clients without crypto. Now, I don't want to overstate that because I'm not over the top about crypto, but I think what's happening is a lot of people have crypto and are not disclosing it. So in effect, they're, well, I hate to use the word lying, but I guess that's what it is. It's a yes or no question on the form. And I think they're saying no, even though they have crypto. That's part of it. So we can't fix that problem with our client, although we might want to. But if they say yes, how are you going to get those numbers right? Now,
And what's hard is the ledger is out there from the beginning of time to present. And so if they at some point, if they have, let's say, some holdings now, and they've cashed some out in the past and haven't gotten caught, and then they subsequently cash some out at an exchange in the future, the IRS can then go back and do a look back and see what transactions that wallet has done in the past. Because even though Bitcoin is, even though it is anonymous, it is not untraceable. And once a account number or a wallet is known to the IRS and associated with the person, they can go back and look and see who you've done business, who you've done transactions with in the past, and the amounts you've done them in.
And so there's a lot of volatility in crypto, you know, in Bitcoin alone in the past 12-month look back. I mean, it's been at a high of about 64,000, you know, down to about half of that, about 32,000 on the day we record this. But the bottom line is, you know, Bitcoin originally was sold for a few dollars. I mean, Brian, in covering our tab in Vancouver, you know, it was not a very expensive transaction, as you heard, and it wasn't much of a Bitcoin transaction at the time. Well, Brian, I know we're just about out of time, but this tool, in my mind, is a must-have for CPA firms. I mean, you know me so well, you know I almost never say that. I'm very conscious about the English language. This is a must-have. I can't imagine practicing without this type of tool if you have a single client with crypto.
I think you have to have a solution of this class if you're going to, if you have clients that are holding or doing transactions in crypto, because I think that the crypto indictments that are going to come in future years, I think it's going to be just as bad as the foreign bank account stuff was a few years back with the IRS. I think they've identified this, and I, you know, even though my crypto holdings, you know, today I just checked, my crypto holdings are down from about $2,000 to about $1,200. I still think that I fully expect to get audited for crypto. And the good news is I've got the data, and I can go into that audit confident because I know how much I've had in here, and I know that I've got the right data, I've got the right calculations, and I have a basis for making those decisions. You know, I think if you're going to advise your clients, I think you've got to have reasonable authority here. And without throwing, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of hours of staff time to get inconsistent results, you know, I think you can just make the problem go away with this. I mean, these guys have relationships with Wolters Kluwer, with CCH, with Thomson Reuters, and, you know, again, integrates with a wide range of products. This is just a brilliant product that I think is well executed, you don't have to have this product, but you need to have something like this to manage crypto, because there's a huge amount of risk and people are going to get caught up in this and it's not going to end well for them.
Yeah. So thank you for the explanation, Brian. You can learn more about Legible, that's spelled LEDGIBLE.io at Legible.io. And again, a very nifty cryptocurrency calculation product. We appreciate your time on today's podcast. We look forward to seeing you again in the Technology Lab.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.